Proper Raising by Kate Fox. "Jesus Christ, were you born in a barn?" she would yell, and then remember that he was, even that first night, incapable of closing the door behind him. Wherever he went, he left things open, drawers gaping like wooden jaws, spilling loose socks, clean underwear, a white shirt trying to make its escape. More than once, Joseph yelled, "Son of a bitch!" after splitting his head on a corner. Worst of all, the front door, letting in flies in the summer, letting out heat in the winter. "Do we have to heat the whole outdoors?" her voice would rise as she reached for the knob. "Honestly, mister, do you think we are made out of money?" Over the years, she did her best to accept all those strangers. His appeals to, "Leave the door open, Ma. We could use some fresh air in here." How could she deny him, knowing what he did for a living? How an open door spoke volumes to the poor. Though some days, she wished for a heavy curtain and a good deadbolt. But this morning, after months of rattling swords, after the loose tongue and the tight crown of thorns, after the casting of lots and the spear slipped into the sheath of his ribs, the shroud swaddling him once more like a newborn, she gave thanks for the curtain torn asunder, the sun rising up on the open tomb, the stone rolled aside to reveal her boy, telling the God's honest truth.